You're listening to Path to Adland with Ali Osmer. Learn about careers in advertising and get advice from industry professionals.
This is Ali Osmer, and I'm finally back. I was traveling a lot this month. First, I spent a week in Cabo, Mexico. My plane landed back in Detroit on Sunday, March 10th, and I was on a plane again 2 days later, headed for Winston-Salem, North Carolina, with the men's basketball team for the NCAA tournament. Then I had to play a little catch-up with school, so I'm back now. Although, I'm leaving again tomorrow to go to Chicago for a few days with the Michigan State Advertising Association to tour some agencies. Anyway, according to my Google countdown, I am now only 37 days away from graduating from Michigan State University. And I'm actually going to be giving the commencement speech for my college, which I'm pretty excited about. Not nearly as excited as my mom, though. She was my public speaking teacher in high school, and she's so proud and much more nervous than I am. All right, before we move into interviews, I want to talk about a few things. First of all, if you want to contact me, you can send me an email or comment, audio comment, at path2adland@podomatic.com or call a comment in at 206-202-3086. That is +1 206-202-3086. All right. I was just invited to post my podcast in the marketing podcast directory, which I took a quick look at. I didn't have a whole lot of time, but I glanced at it and I actually did post it up. And it looks like it could be a really great place to look for podcasts that are specifically related to areas of marketing. So you might check that out at marketingpodcastdirectory.com if you get the chance. Moving on, there's a relatively new site that I just heard about through Recruiter's Lounge podcast on Radio Talent Zoo, which you can find at talentzoo.com. The site is called PeakFace, that's PeekFace.com, and it's a site where basically employees post up their scores about companies that they work for and say, if basically they say good comments about it, bad comments about it, give it an overall score based on a lot of things, salary, career development, job security, bosses, etc. And there aren't a lot of posts on it yet because it's fairly new. It just really launched. But I was a little disappointed to find that Interpublic Group was ranked dead last for companies in New York City with a score of a D+. And the comment about Interpublic Group said, "Great bosses, they love me and have made it worth my while, but it's all about personal politics, what's in it for me, and the company still has a lot of accounting and ethical problems they cover up." Interesting. This was posted at 4:38 in the morning, so I kind of have to wonder what sparked that comment. But also, it's a one person's personal opinion, and I'll be interested to see if the site catches on and more people post scores and comments. Okay, let me talk about a few books that I've been reading. The first is called The Power of Nice by Linda Kaplan Thaler and Robin Cavall of the Kaplan Thaler Group, which is an ad agency in New York City. It's an easy read, and I would definitely recommend it. I'm actually using a few lines from it in my commencement speech, so check it out. The other book that I'm slowly working my way through is Seth Godin's book, Small is the New Big. Basically, he publishes blog into a book, so it's a collection of what he calls his, quote, riffs, rants, and remarkable business ideas, unquote. He makes some interesting points, and it's nice because I can just read it a little bit at a time, so that's worth looking at as well. Okay, let's get started with the interviews. I went to an event it's been a little while now. It's called Speed Networking. How it works is there's a certain number of students and a certain number of professionals working in advertising, marketing, different career fields. And you are set up with a schedule at the beginning of the day, and you have 5 minutes in front of about 19 or so different professionals, students paired with professionals. So you have that 5 minutes, kind of like speed dating, to just get as much in as you can and ask as many questions as you want, maybe give them your resume, whatever you want. However you choose to use those 5 minutes is up to you. So I went to that and I interviewed a few people during my time, which was a little bit rushed, but that's okay. So these are a few of the interviews that I was able to grab while I was there. I'm here with Michael Steideman from GM PlanWorks. Michael, can you tell me a little bit about what you do at GM PlanWorks?
Right now I work in digital analytics and on the digital third-party leads program. And I do a lot of number crunching on the in-market buying side, and then the third-party lead program is completely separate, and we could talk about that if you want. Not really sure what you need to know, I guess.
Okay, well, let's go a little bit more broad. How did you end up working there? What was your path toward that career?
You know, I actually ended up at GM Planworks because one of my best friends was like, hey, why don't you come work here? It's a great place with really good people, and you'd probably like it here, so I think you'd be a good fit. Why don't you turn in your resume? So I did. I don't know if he just wanted the $500 referral fee or if he actually wanted me to work there, but it worked out for both of us, so it's good times.
So for students who know that they want to work in advertising, what are some of the bits of advice that you have for them as far as how to break in and how to be successful?
Ooh, I don't know if I'm the right person for that because I didn't actually have an advertising background. I just kind of fell into it, which is, I think, how a lot of things in life happen. You just kind of fall into where you are. And I would think, though, of course, networking, advertising is almost like, how many people can you know? How many people can you network with? Of course, it never hurts to have friends and acquaintances, but it really helps in advertising, I'd say.
And how do you keep up with everything, with the changing world and competition in advertising? How are they keeping you up on the trends at GM Planworks?
Actually, GM Planworks is pretty, I guess I don't have experience with some of the other companies, but I feel like we're on the forefront of digital marketing, digital planning, buying, and planning. And it's really interesting. I'm really interested to see where TV moves, if TV is purchased the same way internet is in the next 5 years. They're doing a lot, and they're really convincing GM to shift money into the digital spectrum rather than just magazines, TV, newspaper, a lot of old media. They're taking dollars away and putting it towards digital, which is really helping us to grow. I think it's the right plan for them, and it's working out great for Planworks. And what was your original question? Because I think I got on a tangent.
No, I think that's good about keeping up with trends, and digital is clearly one of the trends that a lot of advertising is going toward right now. So, yeah.
I'd highly agree. I'd recommend digital to anyone going into advertising.
All right. Anything else you want to close with? Any great books you've read lately or articles you've read about? Anything to close with?
Ooh, great books. Actually, Good to Great is still one of my favorites. Definitely download that. I can't think of the author right now, but he wrote Built to Last, but Good to Great, I think, was better. Blink by Malcolm Gladwell, Tipping Point by Malcolm Gladwell, great book. I enjoyed Freakonomics. I'm trying to think. Any last thoughts? Just, if you know what you want to do, go for it. I actually, I was on a standard media team for a while, and I asked not to be promoted because I knew I wanted to go to digital, and I knew if I had been promoted, I would have been locked into where I was, and I knew that that's not where I wanted to be, and so it took me 8 months to finally get on digital, and I've never regretted it since. Work can be a great place, or it can be just a job, or it can be something you really enjoy going to, so make sure you do what you really want to do and what interests you, because it makes going to work a lot more fun.
Thank you. I'm here with Teresa Lincheski, who is a talent specialist for Team Detroit, and she's got some great advice for you today about getting a career in advertising.
Hi, Allie. Thank you for having me speak. I am at the Speed Networking event, and I can say that that is definitely something that is a good piece of advice for students, is you would need to network and network at any possible event that you can. It's also very important that you get involved in clubs and organizations, because there's always professionals that come and speak at professional organizations. They allow you to come and do tours of their agencies. I know at Team Detroit, formerly J. Walter Thompson, we did a lot of tours for ad associations, and we would have students in to do job shadows. Job shadowing is a good thing for students who aren't really sure what area they want to go into, but it's definitely a way for you to just look at somebody for a day, maybe 4 hours, and just see what is entailed. And you can easily find information from companies if you network. Again, I'll go back to networking, because you can email one person, and if they can't help you, they're going to give you the name of somebody else that possibly could help you. And it's just important, especially in this industry, because advertising is such a close-knit environment, especially in the Detroit area. If I don't know somebody at J. Walter Thompson or Team Detroit that can help you, I probably know somebody at another agency to recommend you to, because I've been in advertising in the HR field for 6 years, and I've been at many campus events, and I have talked to many people, and I know so many people in the industry, and that's what you need to do. And you need to get familiar with who's who, look at websites, know what the company does, know what clients they handle, and just become familiar with that agency so when you do see them, you have something important to talk about with them.
So when you see an application come through the company, through somebody who already works there, it's going to stand out to you a lot more than somebody who just comes in maybe through the general website application, right?
Exactly. It's important to get a name of somebody to send your resume directly to, because when we post positions, we get hundreds and hundreds of resumes. And if you know somebody in the agency that you can send your resume to and then they could possibly forward it on to HR, it'll probably get noticed a little bit more than just somebody in our massive amount of resumes that are on the internet.
That's great. Thank you very much.